So today I am doing an interview with my grandma, Relva Joanne Doval.
Okay, this interview that my granddaughter is on the civil rights movement, and to my knowledge, the civil rights movement started in the early 1950s and ended in the late 1960s, which would be 68, 69. The activists were Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, Malcolm X, Jackie Robinson, I think, and some other people. And the civil rights movement had a lot to do about Anglos and black people.
Okay, so do you know everything that was like going on in different parts of the world, like different areas in the United States, like down east, since you were born here in Colorado? Did you hear about anything?
Southern states were more likely to have designated areas for black people to eat, black people to drink water, black people to use the restroom, or any other minority for that fact. And Anglo-Americans were only allowed to do the major things. Black people cleaned houses, cooked food, took care of children, and were paid very, very low.
Okay.
When they first came to the United States, they were cotton pickers. And from there, a lot of the black women were sexually abused by white men and had children that were half white, but were not acknowledged at that time. Then it started moving up east, where the people, black people, were starting to be more segregated amongst whites. And they weren't outlawed as much as they were in the South. Up north in the United States and Southern United States, you did not see as many black people back then till later on in the 60s.
Okay.
And they were, excuse me?
Okay, so like, you that, okay, so you were born in 1951 and the civil rights movement was still going on as you were growing up. Did it have any effect on you as a person that didn't know where to go or what to do during this?
No, it did not. I was born in Southern Colorado. My parents were from New Mexico and Spain. My grandparents had a lot of Native American in them. I would read about the rights movement, the civil rights movement, and I saw a lot of it on TV later on, and that's how I pretty much learned about it. I never really lived it, but I did read about it, and I learned upon reading about it what it could have been like for me as an individual.
So since you lived in Colorado, do you think that, like, the effects that were happening down east, down southeast part of the United States, do you think that it would still have the same effect in Colorado? Like, everyone seeing the things that were happening down, like, with the police brutality with black people and the differences on how black people stood up to it, do you think it could potentially have an effect in Colorado?
I think if we had a lot more of it here, it probably would. And I'm talking about a lot more, like a lot more of the activists and things like that that they had down south, where white people and black people were just totally, totally on the opposite side. Here in Colorado, I don't think it's so much or could be as much as it would be in the South, because we're more united here in Colorado. There isn't as much prejudice. People are more likely to love each other more, take care of each other. They're not looking at your skin very much here in Colorado. I think people here are looking more at what a person is and what a person is doing.
So you said that your parents lived in New Mexico, correct?
Yes.
And they were Spaniards. So leading on to the
My grandfather was born in Spain.
Okay.
His last name was Cruz.
Okay, so leading up to, like, the civil rights movement, like, you as a Chicana, per se, do you think that the Chicano movement, which was going on during this time period, had an effect on how people saw you as a Chicano or a Chicana?
Yes, I do. We have, we had Cesar Chavez. That was for the farm worker of the Chicano movement. And it started pretty much in California. And he was for the rights of more money for the farm workers, better ways of living. It was pretty much like the civil rights movement, but it had to do with the Latino population or the Hispanic population, and it had to do with the farming, more money, which the Latino population was not given much money. They were given long hours of work, and their ways of living were very, very lonely.
So
they didn't have good economy. They didn't have good medical. They didn't have anything. All they had to do was work and make a little bit of money to try to make a living.
So,
and feed their families.
So would you say, like, since it all started in California and, like, it was kind of part of some areas that affected the Chicanos, Do you feel like when you were going through this, did it affect you due to the fact that you were Chicana?
Me as a person, yes. And because the Latino movement moved from California, coming out east a little more. It came to Colorado. It went to the capital. It ended up pretty much with a lot of people right behind Cesar Chavez, who was the leader of the movement, trying to get more money, Hispanics and their families. And I believe that they alone were getting themselves into a lot of bickering with officials that didn't like what Cesar Chavez was doing. And I believe that he was shot and killed, or he died, I'm not exactly sure, in Arizona of an old age. But he did succeed with his civil rights movement.
So, were your, like, family, when was was it part of the Chicano movement in any way possible?
Pardon me?
Was your family, when you were growing up, since you guys were Chicanos at the during the time period, what would per se be what you guys would be called? Do you think that your parents or family, any family member during this had, was involved during the Chicano movement, like protesting or whatever they could?
Well, when the protesting was going on, I was in my late teens, and I also did a walk in the movement of Chicano rights. I did the walk. I carried a banner, you know, for us to have the rights that we deserve and for the crime to stop. Undertaking us.
You also meant
per se considering us the outlaw in this rights movement.
Okay, so another question that I have for you, and it's about the American Indian movement and how they were treated. They weren't getting the lands that they deserve, or they weren't getting respected because they were the first ones here in the United States. Did you have any information on this topic?
Oh, well, I know that the French came and the Spaniards to Mexico. And I do know that New Mexico, Arizona, parts of California, Texas were part of Mexico at one time. In the, I would say, the late 40s, early 50s. And that's not an exact date, but that's what I would say it was. And then the president and the armed forces of the United States started fighting with that and took over those states, which put the Indians on reservations that were promised to be good living, good ways for them to make money, which was lied to. They did not do what they were supposed to for the Native American or for the Mexican, which the Mexican was a mixture of Spaniards and French involved with the Mexican in Mexico.
Okay.
So the people that lived in California, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, they were people from Mexico. They were entitled to be American because America took over those states.
So,
but they were not treated properly.
So, like, on the Indian movement, did you hear about, like, the lands that the Indians would overtake to see how the what we would say white government and white people would feel the way that they felt because they intruded the lands that were originally theirs? Do you think that was did you know about it or hear about it?
Yes, I did. They were treated very poorly. The Indians never wanted to get rid of their land. Most of the men were shot. The children and the women were abused, and they were put on reservations very, very low, a lot of poverty. The Native Americans knew how to make a living from the land that was given to them, so that's how they survived. But the military was always always around, and they never gave them anything to live on except a piece of land where the Native American owned all of that land, and they took it all from them. And this was back in the, early 1600s, I think.
Okay, thank you for doing this interview for me. Thank you for getting the information that I needed for this assignment.
Okay, you're very welcome. And I hope it came out useful. I am just giving you my opinions on what I have read and what I have seen on both the Latino civil rights and the Native American movement.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.